Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Why is there no...
Oh, there we go.
It is working.
We in business?
Yeah.
We're recording right now.
Do you want to start again?
Well, as soon as E-Man gives you the heads up, I'll cut all this out.
Cool. Imagine you leave it in.
You'll leave that in.
Take two.
What's
Yo.
Main Chaffer Podcast episode 119. You know what it is. Let's get into it. You know, it's two Dems in the building. The real is back.
Come on.
Listen. Boys, introduce yourself.
Cole Sanusi, Big 2 in the building. What it is, what it do. What's cracking, beloved? Stay safe. Safe though.
Amarian's out there.
Skit.
Amarian ain't doing nothing, bro. Allow it. Listen. It's Ema G45.
Come on.
The G is solid. The 45 is always silent.
Damn.
It's Genghis Chibogwe. It's the Black Mamba Dove.
Here's that.
What else? It's the Cheetah Yam. And it's the Prince of the East.
Prince of the East. No, Prince of Egypt.
Prince of Persia.
But okay, cool.
He could be Prince of Egypt if you want to be.
No. Maybe the Prince of Kush.
Huh?
The Prince of Kush, because the Prince of Kush actually defeated the Kingdom of Egypt. If you really want to go into it, but yeah.
What's time to be alive? How'd the man build the pyramids? I've really got into this like really deep hole. Because I'm like, it's impossible.
I understand what you're trying to say.
It's impossible.
No, I get it. Like
it's not. So one of the mechanisms they used was the Nile, and the way they cut the rock, like the slab, it was impressive. The way they did it was actually awesome. So what they would do, they'll flip the rock and then place it inside a slot, then slice it off, make sure it's level. One of the masons. Mason is actual profession is an actual profession for carving and stuff. So they would get one of the masons to actually make sure it was flat. Then they would lift it up again on the nail, flip it to make sure it lands on another slot, then cut that to a certain shape, make sure it's flat. And then what they would do, they would lift that up, put it onto land, roll it all the way to a platform bed, and then put it on top of the thing. And then what they'll do, they'll just build scaffolding to make sure that they can actually build the pyramid perfectly.
Okay.
Yeah.
I might be able to roll with that, because 6 million tons. I said, yo, what are you man on? Like, what is you trying to get? Like, what?
I think it's one of those things.
It's not impossible to build.
Have you guys seen it in person?
No. Have you?
No. But oh. I hear everyone who goes says when they go there, it's mental. How big it is.
Cause that's what you don't even factor in. Like, that shit is tall. It's not even.
Yeah,
like,
it's tall as fuck.
It's. I think. So what? One slab is a ton. They could. How? They didn't have cars and shit. We can't. They're saying we can't even make that now because we don't have the.
There's elephants. There's humans. Back in. There's humans. There's a lot.
Oh, I don't know, man.
Like, if you have maybe 100 men pulling something, then yeah.
And we don't really know that. Well, there might be evidence of the time scale, but there's also, you know, it's not like how we make a building.
Yeah.
It take a couple of months or.
But they were getting that shit up fast, because if homeboy was dying, it's meant for him, for his death, so.
Yeah, true that. Listen, it's an interesting topic still. I do wonder. I haven't looked into it myself. I haven't really bothered to go into that rabbit hole, but it is interesting.
Yeah, no, I just got sucked into it on TikTok. I was like, there's no way. It's you know what? Shouts out to them, man, because they were getting busy.
Oh God, should we talk about Tom Holland and No Way Home? Have you guys all seen it? Right, you guys all seen it.
I've seen it. I've definitely.
I'll take your bird, fam.
Man said, that can't be his bird. No, no way. Why was the lizard dirty macking? He's like, that can't be his
girlfriend.
Bird. No way. Fuck off.
You know what's mad?
No way.
So Tom Holland is basically, whoever directed all these Spider-Mans, yeah, for Tom Holland, he's basically only fell in love with black women.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's a black king right there.
You are right.
I like Tom Holland, you know. I see.
But I like Tom, you know. If I see him, I'm dapping him up. Just giving him the Ned handshake. Look.
For real.
My guy.
Nah, he's a king. He did well, man.
Ned is going to turn on him?
Nah, I doubt it.
Nah,
because he doesn't know him now.
Ooh.
That's not his boy.
Well, maybe no. Maybe.
And that promises make sense.
Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it already, you bloody have seen it by now.
Yeah,
it's been out for long enough. You should have seen this.
This is on you if you've not seen Spider-Man No Way Home. No. Spider-Man No Way, homie.
No way.
Spider-Man No Way.
Listen, I thoroughly enjoyed it, man. I really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah, no, it was an absolute blast from start to finish. Yeah. He is the dumbest superhero, but, you know, without his stupidity, I don't think we'd have 3 films.
To be honest, I think they just had me on the edge of the seat most of the time. And at one point where it was just like, bro, what are you doing? When he was facing Green Goblin.
What you want him to do?
I wanted him to shank him up.
He got power drive through 3 stories of building, bro.
Because what's his name?
Ching man down to the ground.
Man like Willem
Dafoe. You should have seen me in the cinema. Tommy Maguire was there.
Well, he's going to say Toby.
Oh.
And Toby was there as well. Shout out to Toby from Don't Believe the Hype. Yeah. And then... Green Goblin basically stabbed Toby Maguire.
My mom was like, oh yeah, shit.
And I was like, and then he turned around and said, you don't have the guts. I was like, finish him now. Finish him. I was there. I was just like, bro, what are you doing? Done him now. But, you know, it was...
Did you enjoy the film?
It had me on the edge of my seat most of the time. I love the fact that both Spider-Mans came out, Andrew Garfield and
Toby
Maguire. But we obviously knew that was going to happen.
Yeah,
because
kind of obvious.
Everybody was just posting it out there that, yo, these guys are coming. So it's like, all right, whatever, man, cool.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I enjoyed it. I definitely enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Would I say it's a 10 out of 10? Maybe not.
No, it's a flawed movie.
110%.
Yeah. But
it was definitely a good film to watch. I could definitely say that.
I said, why are you taking them to the condo? I don't get it. I just won't understand it. But do you know what? Probably the best use of spider sense I've ever seen in a film.
Cold.
Oh,
yeah.
Cold.
He was going through it when he couldn't put that. He knew something was off, but he couldn't put his finger on what was wrong. And Green Goblin was about to go crazy.
That's the best scene in the whole movie. Man came back was like, Norman's on sabbatical.
And Norman's on sabbatical, honey.
And Jamie Foxx is like, the hell? The fuck? Hey, listen, Willem Dafoe, MVP of the movie.
For
special
real.
Shout out to my man. Always running down his ops. he doesn't lack. He put Tom through way more than he put Toby through.
It's borderline unfair, if anything. Like, there was no need. He was doing the most.
And it was a good decision to get rid of the mask.
Yes.
Really? Yeah. No, I was, I don't know, man.
Wait, what? You thought it was a good decision to
it's Spider-Man. He wears a mask.
No. I think we're not talking about the
oh, as in...
Willem Dafoe's mask.
Breaking the mask, breaking it, and going through the whole entire film without the mask.
Yeah, I hear that.
Because you can see the range, innit?
You can also see him doing his stunts as well. Because
he was acting.
For. Yeah, I saw that. He said, I'm doing it. If you're bringing me back, let me get busy.
Strong enough to have it all. Too weak to take it.
Through 3 stories of building.
Three.
He was not even one.
He was fisting him up.
Punched up. Smiling at his face.
Just, I don't know. What do you do?
Oh, that's an evil face.
That's an op.
That's a real evil face that I like.
That is a true op.
Batista bombed, you know. I said, nah, impossible.
You know, I watched it back here and... Tom Holland gave him one through the balcony. And then
when he does
this, the phone was like, I bet.
Yeah.
Put man through 3. I said, nah, he's
that Green Goblin sauce is going crazy.
Yeah.
Yo, give me some of that.
Yo, he's drunk off of that, boy.
For real.
Nah,
I just think that's just extra confidence because I don't know how you're holding them bangs.
He was by far, in a way, the best villain in the movie.
Oh, without a doubt. It didn't come close.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, let's talk about Jamie Foxx, because Jamie Foxx just turned up to be Jamie Foxx.
I kind of liked it. Like, I'm pretty sure this is a tree, dog.
Just a tree. Listen.
I thought you'd be black.
That was funny. I like that.
Shouts out to Miles.
That was a good
He's on
scene.
His way.
I don't get it, though, because he literally was not anything like the Max that was in ASM2. Like, nothing.
Probably the for the best. I couldn't sit through that.
If he was all that nerdy, geeky,
I would have left energy. The cinema.
I hear that still. When I heard the theme song, I got PTSD. I said, oh, no, not again, bro.
Not this guy.
Not this guy again.
The new energy gave him a new hairline.
He gave him the meanest shape up.
Good teeth, too.
Listen.
I'll never forgive that film. They can do anything they want. Like, they're all screaming online, give Andrew Garfield another film. Like, we all sat through that.
If the MCU guys write it, sure.
If Sony
He's a good Spider-Man. He was good.
Nah, he was fucking sick. Yeah,
they probably would do another team up again.
What, of this magnitude? As in bring the Spider-Mans back? I don't think they'll do it again.
No.
Well, not for a while anyway.
Just a brief cameo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I suppose so.
Toby's not coming back to ever do this shit, but Andrew's on his knees.
Yeah, he came with his A game. He said
this was an audition.
And he was in his bag. All his lines banged.
They gave him $1 million to come back. He said, yo, that's all I need. Give me the chance.
All his lines banged.
I don't want to lose you type of energy.
Listen. And Toby was more so like, listen, they pay me in the bag. I'm here. Man's just hearing it.
I don't even know if Toby was there. I'm going to keep it a buck.
He saved Zendaya, man.
Oh, that was, yeah.
Great scene.
It was an awesome scene because it was like...
Redemption, innit?
Mm.
Like, I knew that he might do it, but I just didn't know how they were going to actually visualize it.
So then
it's the fact that pretty much...
William Dafoe,
he just took him out. I was like, no.
The realest op.
Then I see Andrew Garfield just...
What's a goon to a goblin?
What's a goon to a goblin, bro? And it was just like, yeah, man, you did
Redemption,
it.
Redemption, innit?
For real. He did his thing.
Back, though, but you did it.
I would be interested in another film for him, but if Sony have any involvement, like,
you know, it's gonna be ass.
That Morbius film looks terrible. I'm hearing this coming in at 1 hour and 45 minutes.
Do me a favor and never watch Venom 2 in your life. Never watch Venom 2 in your life.
They don't even know themselves.
They put a trailer with so many hints that could be a part of any universe. Everyone's just given up and said, listen, they've just fumbled the bag here.
Like, yeah, no, it's
serious.
If you look into all the little Easter eggs they've put in there, it doesn't make any sense.
At this point, I don't even know if Jared Leto is a good actor. Like, I feel bad because he is. But, oh, man, I'm just
there's
not
no,
here for
There's
it.
No hope for that one.
Nah, not
nah,
at all.
I've not seen that many films where I could say, yeah, he's a great actor.
He's got an Oscar, so...
Because there's that
he's
one
doing
film,
something right, I guess.
Was it Alexander the Great? Yeah.
Alexander the Great!
I didn't say it. I said Alexander the Great.
That's what I said.
I thought you said gay.
No! I said Alexander the Great. Am I saying it right? Alexander the Great.
The Great.
Yeah.
The Great. As in grey, as in colour grey or grey.
Yeah, the Great.
This is a dumb conversation.
Yeah.
Listen.
Anyway, yeah, what was he in that?
He was in that, I think.
Maybe. I know. Colin Farrell was not a good film. Do you know when Hollywood was just spending money? Like, when they made Troy. Like, I love Troy, but I can admit it's a massively flawed film. But they must have spent $200 million.
Nah, Troy is a bad, bad film. What are you talking about?
I don't know. Like, do you know what? I'm saying it's flawed because everyone else said it's flawed, but I love it.
What you said was correct, though. Nowadays, they're not going to make those type of movies. They're going to put the money behind the movies. They're going to make these.
They should be doing this already. Like,
Spider-Man making a billy.
Or they might turn around and put it in series.
Yeah.
Because it makes more sense. But then now, because... You see Netflix is pumping stuff all over the gaff. They have content from every country, basically.
Yeah. So it's like it's a well-oiled machine. That's
Netflix's money's got to run dry at some point.
Nah, impossible. Well, I say it's not impossible, but it's not going to happen anytime soon.
Anytime soon.
Not going to happen anytime soon. Likely. It's far too popular. I mean, like, everyone you know has it.
Yeah,
so
it's
one of those things. I think with this movie, though, I was trying to think whether or not I rank this series as the best. And I watched them back. I watched Homecoming back and I watched No Way Home back. And I also watched the Raimis and the Webs back. Yeah. I think it's the best. I think it's the best.
I don't know.
Like objectively. Objectively speaking, the movie for movie, I think it is the best Spider-Man. And the reason why I say that is I think the ending of this movie is so good that it allows them to do so much. And I think they ended it
it was basically a soft reboot for him.
They ended it perfectly. I couldn't write that any better. They ended it absolutely perfectly. Okay, there's loads of movie magic. Even like we're saying, the movie's not perfect. There's loads of MacGuffins and like, oh, this spell did this, so this happened. And we're going to put this magic box. There was a lot of nonsense, but around the nonsense, the emotional bits hit. And where we see Tom now, it's almost like this trilogy was just his origin trilogy.
Yeah.
Because everyone's banging on about him being Iron Man Jr., blah, blah, blah. But I think they landed it so well that, you know, he can actually now be Spider-Man.
Mm. And more importantly, if Marvel and Sony don't come to a conclusion, they've ended it properly.
Exactly. It's a good way. It would be a good ending anyway, if that makes sense. Yeah. That's why I think it's a perfect ending.
Nicely, and they've made sure that, mate, if anything happens, it is what it is.
Listen.
Like, everybody forgot Spider-Man and everyone's forgot Peter Parker. So if he pops up again, it's just going
to
be a surprise.
You know the Marvel execs are coming to Tom Holland's door, though. Like, boy, you best get your ass back in that costume.
My man was trying to say, oh, I want to settle down and have a family. I said, yikes.
I don't blame
you. Jack me first. Get busy.
$1 billion, bruv. It's past $1 billion.
It's going to end up with more, bro.
Yeah, if it weren't the pandemic, I don't even...
It hit two. 100% hit two.
This is the pandemic numbers. That's madness.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if it weren't the pandemic, it would have been clear.
Yeah. No, they did a fantastic job. Where would you guys rank it then? What's the best Spider-Man series? Obviously, we know ASM.
I don't know. Like, ASM's not even in the conversation. Maybe I'm looking at it through rose-tinted glasses. I just still have such a love for the originals. I just feel certain elements of Tom Holland's trilogy were just too cookie-cutter for me. I just can't get past that. And I don't mind Far From Home. But it felt like, for me, it's a bit of a misstep. Do you know what I mean?
I thought it was really good when I watched it. But when I watched it back, I think Homecoming might be better, you know?
Homecoming is
really good.
Homecoming's clear.
Such a good film.
That scene.
I didn't realize how good a film that was.
when he has to tell Liz that he can't be at the dance with her and he runs through the hallway. That's clear. Like, that's a real superhero moment.
That's a fantastic film.
But I just feel Far From Home was just too silly. It's typical Tom Holland Spider-Man fumbling the bag, like, dumb, to the point that it's unforgivable. I get it, because he's a kid. He is a kid, like, but I just like to think, even at 15, 16, I wouldn't be giving away $1 billion worth of glasses to someone I don't really know.
He makes throughout the whole trilogy, he's made brazy mistakes.
It was very convincing.
Even still, Tony gave that to you.
At that age... you can kind of think about it and you might as well just see yourself and just be like, you know what? Maybe I don't need this responsibility.
Mm. I hear
that. From that age, think about it from that age at 17, yeah? Somebody gave you such a massive responsibility of a technology that could basically save the world or destroy the world, whether you want to decide or not. And basically this guy comes in with all this magic and so on and so forth and you just can't believe.
Mm.
Like, what you're dealing with, and this person does it with excellence.
And you got to factor in that this is why I love your opinion on this movie, or this whole series, because listen, this guy is 17 or 16, however old he wants to be portrayed. He has made tons of mistakes, and what I love, the way it's ended, listen, you got to pay rent now, you got to get from the mud now. Listen, there's rice at home now, bro. Spider-Man rice at home, bro. There's no games no more.
That's
bro.
A fact.
You're a big ass man now. Go pay those fucking taxes, bro. And hopefully...
GED as well.
GED, boy.
But hopefully they age him a bit, because Tom Holland can't keep playing a youth. He's what? He's 25, 26?
Yeah, he is in real life.
Bro, if they age him a couple years, make him early 20s,
how old
Spider-Man
is he
early 20s, it'll be lit.
He's only
25.
Like...
Yeah, he's younger than us.
He's
25.
He might be 23?
I think he's 25.
He's older than he looks. A lot as well.
I think he's 25.
How old is he?
The nigga 25.
Told you.
Cause I think Zendaya's the same age. So
hey, get her name out your mouth.
I know Zendaya's the same age, but
listen,
Nah, I wouldn't have had it. If he was younger and bagged her, I would have said, yo, we need a crisis meeting.
Listen,
he's
20, man.
He's in like six.
Listen, there's rats at home, Spidey. Okay. You got to get it from the mud now.
Yeah, he has to. I just, my thing was, this boy's been to space. Like, just mature a bit. Like, be sensible.
He's still a kid.
No, nah, I don't know, man.
People still know he's Spider-Man.
He's 17.
Huh? People still know
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. The spell was they don't know Peter Parker exists.
So that side of him is gone.
That's a hard life, man. I mean, respect to him for requesting the spell to be made.
And
I would have let them people come through.
I'm running into that coffee shop like, bitch, you with me. I'm your mans.
Don't go to MIT.
In Boston.
Listen, man. It's a
What are you gonna do in Boston?
I don't know. Cool accent.
Is it the best Spider-Man movie? Like single?
No, Spider-Man 2 is still the best for me. But it's a film I watch time and time again. That just for that condo scene alone,
it might be my favorite, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm getting what's that thing, recency bias. But if I weigh up everything and the fact that they've landed this off of 19 years of just Spider-Men's,
well done to them.
I don't know if that's even a term.
I mean, it's the sort of thing I would never even thought.
I think this is my favorite one.
It'd be something that I'd have thought, oh, this would be something I'd watch with my kids or something. But the fact that it's now, which is, I mean, yeah, kudos to them. I think we wouldn't, and also, you know, big up to Miles, because we wouldn't have this film without Into the Spider-Verse, I don't think, because it showed it could work.
Yeah, and there's also the fear of them biting off more than they can chew.
Big time.
And they just about landed it, man. Well, not just about, they smashed it. I'm gonna be real with you. They really did a really good job.
People ran to the cinema as well, you know. Second highest grossing weekend of all time.
What was your screening like? Were the people in there?
Yeah, they were going crazy.
I think, okay, because the group of guys that I went with, Nick, Gherkan, Toby, Tristan, also Aaron, shouts to Aaron. Because we went with those group of guys, we kind of knew what was going to happen. But I think there was a bunch of people in the back right, that just didn't know. And they were just excited for
losing
everything.
Losing their minds,
they were excited for everything. Like, yeah, when my man was, when Ned was doing the thing.
And they came through.
And they came through. It's like, we kind of know already.
Yeah.
But it was that moment where it was like, oh, that's mad. It's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah,
to them, it was just like,
they were gassed, isn't it?
And then they see the next one, Toby Maguire.
Yeah.
It's mad, but it's like, yeah, all right, we kind of know, but cool, innit?
That was like my second viewing.
Yeah.
My first viewing was terrible.
Really?
But no one was there.
It was a really quiet screening, and there was like a bunch of kids in the front, and they were just talking the whole way through the movie.
Ugh.
Just being little shits. The second screening though. Do you know what someone did in the second screening?
What?
They did a backflip.
Someone did. No. Shout out to that man. That was a perfect backflip. Someone in the second screening, halfway through the film, just blurted out, "Aunt May dies."
No!
On my life.
He had an agenda.
Bastard. Listen, Thanos was right, bro. A lot of you lot should be here, man.
Listen, don't waste your time
with
that show.
That's crazy.
Bastard.
Fuck.
Bastard.
But yeah, no. That's so evil. But my second screening was a lot like you guys. Everybody was excited when everyone came through, blah, blah, blah. But I like that, though. I like the energy. Sometimes it's too much, but I like when people can react. Even when I watched Infinity War. People are going brazen in the cinema, so yeah. I like that. And Endgame as well, people going brazen in the cinema, I like it. Not too much, but I like reaction. I like clapping as well, if you want to give it a clap. Yeah. Clap.
But he put Aunt May in a spliff
on them ones specifically. Like,
dog,
on them ones specifically, we were there on the time it was viewing, like the day it came out.
Oh, is
what
it
I'm saying? Whereas these other ones, cool, other people might have just noticed it, seen the film, spoiled, whatever the case is. But the fact that we saw Infinity War on the day it came, the fact that we saw Endgame the day it came, do you get what I'm saying? It's a completely different setting.
Yeah,
and
never
we've
forget.
Waited for this. Whereas Spider-Man, we kind of know that he's about to do a madness. We kind of know that Andrew Garfield's there. We kind of know that Tobey Maguire's there. It's like, cool, let's just go and see it and enjoy ourselves. And we did.
So yeah, they did a really good job. I think like that cinema experience with Endgame is something I'll never forget. When the hammer comes back to Cap, Just insane.
Yeah. Crazy.
Just all the callbacks. Yeah. It was a very well orchestrated film.
On your left. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For real.
Top tier shit. Top tier shit. Yeah. Speaking of, actually, I guess since we're on the topic of MCU, I think you wanted to talk about all the
stupidest thing. Decisions that listen, they've been... Oh, man. Let me see.
Give us a few examples.
So, Bucky killing Tony's parents and then their man jumping in because of it. Like, they killed my parents, both my mum and dad. What are we doing? And
you want to fight me?
And you it's me you want to fight. Both thrown around the shield. What are you looking for?
My phone. Bear with me.
Keep the people entertained.
Another example was... what's it? They were saying Homegirl gave up everything for Vision.
What's her name? Wanda.
What, the fake one?
The fake... What'd you... Oh, no, no. Let's talk about the real Wanda.
No, the fake Vision.
Oh, yeah.
She gave everything up for the fake Vision.
What else was a dumb decision they came...
So well, the Tony Stark one killed me.
What one?
He said he told all his ops to come to his yard. And then they blew that thing to Kingdom Come.
That, like, what did you think was going to happen?
That was dumb.
My man gave his full address. Like, what?
Have you seen the meme of... where it says, when Spider-Man defeats Mysterio, and then Mysterio lists off his full name and every detail to do with him. Mysterio's the biggest op. Mysterio's the biggest op.
What's it? Cap getting with his niece, which would technically be his niece.
Hey, yo. Just clocked. Yeah,
that was gross.
And then Peggy, or the other one.
Sharon Carter.
Yeah, that's the one.
Is that his niece?
Nah, it's his niece. He still shouldn't have been lipsing her up like that. There was no need. Even if she weren't, like, it's still the love of your life's niece.
Yeah, true. That's kind of brazy.
Like, nah, there's so many other girls he could have got.
For real.
What was another example? Obviously, I think Tom Holland giving Edith the glasses.
Is that in the Mandem to Happy's yard?
That's Happy's house.
That was very dumb. Like, when I think about it in the movie, I think this is like...
He couldn't have done this at home?
This level of naivety is brazy. Of course, you just make crazy decisions.
Upon crazy decisions, he just doesn't get smarter. That's my problem. Like, I thought you would have learned.
You think that.
But no. Any opportunity to be dumb, he takes it.
Yeah, 100%.
Crazy.
Oh, there's so many. Yeah, I'm trying to think of any others that just absolutely. But
it's a running theme.
I think these films have to have stupid decisions so the plot can move along. Like, it's easy for us to say from our point of view, like, man, God, that was dumb. But it makes sense that these people would make stupid decisions
because we wouldn't get these crazy great these bangers, isn't it? So that's just the way it goes.
It is the way it goes. Yeah, I guess we can slowly move into the next topic. So I'll go for Jay-Z's verses. So Jay-Z basically recently came out and said, no one can beat me and his wife, to be fair, in a verses. How are we feeling on that?
Lil Wayne.
I think that was the biggest example that came out.
I think Jay-Z can be beaten in the verses, man.
Yeah, easily.
I know, obviously, it's a generational thing. We didn't grow up on Jay-Z. We don't.
Drake, maybe. I want to say maybe.
Now, how many songs is the verses?
No, the only thing about songs. Drake and Jay-Z is the fact that Jay-Z is from a completely different generation.
Yeah.
And it's a different sound of music. But technically, he could go toe-to-toe with Drake. He could. Only
I agree.
If
I think he can.
The audience has lived through both eras.
Yeah, but the problem with that is that the bias is always going to be for Hov.
It's always going to be for
I think
Sean Carter.
I think with Hov, yeah,
he's
I think
not Hov. His name's not he's not God.
I think with Jigga Man, I think with Jay-Z, the problem is everybody kind of has accepted he is the GOAT, right?
Mm.
And he is the best rapper, right? But I think people tend to forget some of the things that you can hold against him. And what I say about that is, like, I think Jay-Z is literally 10 out of 10 for everything, but I think one thing he's not, personally for me, amazing at are his singles. I don't think his singles are that great. I think they're amazing, and I think some of his rap cuts, the ones that people love, like You Don't Know, What's the name of a song I like? I really like. But you know what vein I'm trying to talk about. There's songs where he just gives us bars as well.
Mm.
I think people kind of they slightly overrate that because I think if you were to give me 20 of Drake's best version of that, like his hits and his bars, or even Ye, I'm not gonna lie to you, even Ye, even Lil Wayne.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I think they could probably beat him, personally.
Yeah. I don't think he's that as clear in as he is in his mind. Or
No, Eminem can't beat him.
I think Eminem can.
Nah, he can't.
Because
maybe in a 10, but not a 20. Not a 20. You can't beat him in a 20, man. Too many of Eminem's biggest and best songs. Well, I say best songs. Age like milk.
What, Love the Way You Lie?
If that song plays.
Love the Way You Lie.
Oh, brother.
I can't tell you what it feels like. I can only tell you what it really is.
You bloody know the lyrics.
Those are Mountain Dew raps. You know what I'm talking about, bro?
Monster
Energy. Yeah.
I can't tell you what it really is. I can only tell you what it feels like. And right now, what's it?
It's my windpipe. Something like that.
Eminem is trash.
He's not beating Jay in the verses. Talking about windpipe. Must be outro. Now, I know what you're trying to say. I think he could in the 10. He could do well in a 10, but if you're saying 20 songs, I don't think he can beat him for 20 songs. No.
How many is the verses? I can't imagine it's 20. That's a long night.
It's like 15. It's
that's 40. Jesus Christ. Nah, for the sake of conversation, we'll say it's 10. I don't think he's beaten. There's a few people that could beat him.
You know what?
10 for 10.
Let's make this a what if moment, yeah?
Go on.
If Jay-Z never retired and never took the position of an executive of Def Jam at the time, and we just forward it to now, DMX would probably be the only person who can actually defeat.
From what year are we talking from? From what year? 2000. When did he say? When Jay retired? So
Jay-Z retired.
So Black Album.
Yes.
I don't know.
If it's 10 for 10, I think 50 could give him a day.
DMX had an issue with the fact that as soon as Jay-Z stepped into Def Jam, he never got released. His budget was dead. Everything was it just never worked in his favor.
I'm following but what you're trying to say now.
Especially because DMX was probably the biggest thing.
Mm.
He had two back-to-back albums.
Number one, yeah.
And then he came out, he did his acting thing out here with Jet Li and Aaliyah, doing madness, doing flips, everything like that. I don't know what happened.
I saw that clip. That's
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But all of that, then his music career just died. If Jay-Z never took that position, and we fast forward up until now, so Jay-Z is a billionaire, and DMX had a different route in his career.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, DMX could probably be the only person to defeat
Jay-Z.
The Jigga Man.
I'm not mad at that that scenario. I'm not mad at that scenario at all. Because he sold so much the first two albums. So yeah, probably. There's not many people who can beat Jay now.
And both of these albums are cold.
Both of these
albums are cold.
And there was X.
I think if I'm being honest, Drake, Ye, Lil Wayne.
I think the list is
it's
very
small.
Short.
Yeah,
but if we're talking about hits,
he's not gonna join.
No, of course, but I'm saying for people who could give Jay-Z a long day, I'd say it's those three.
Definitely. But you know, again, generational thing. We only know what we know in retrospect.
Mm.
But I'm of the same opinion as you guys that a couple of these guys could his hits are great, but they're not. I don't know. They don't move me. Like if I heard one of his hits out, I'm just like cool.
What H to the Izzo?
If I hear H to the Izzo, I'm like cool. If I hear DOA, if I hear what's the other song?
Forever Young.
No,
what's that one with Alicia Keys?
Empire State. I'm like, right, you know what I mean? I'm like, okay. If I hear public service announcement, I'm like, cool. That's a good song.
Yeah, yeah, that's a great.
But there's just too many. There's too many of his hits. Or
change clothes.
Yeah, like
what's the one where he's on the yacht?
Not Big Pimpin', is it?
I think so.
Okay, that's hard. I love Big Pimpin'. Yeah, that's a big tune. Listen, he's no joke. Not a lot of people can dance with Hov, but to say that he's unbeatable.
If he's going against,
I don't know.
If he's going against Wayne, and all I hear is a milli, a milli, a milli.
That's when your body just
I'm gone.
Do you know what I'm saying?
It's not even a conversation, man.
Yeah, man. Listen.
If they start freestyling, though,
oh then
top of the dome.
And
top of the dome.
Hov can win at many categories. The only category I don't think it can win at is hits. If you're gonna do B-sides, it's probably Hov. If you're gonna do freestyles, it's probably Hov. If you wanna do like just rap, pure rap, it's probably Hov. But hits,
back for back.
I don't know, man. Drake's giving you a long day, a very, very long day if it's just hits. He's giving everybody a long day if it's just hits. Maybe Ye.
Sorry, say your criteria. So there's bars.
If it's just bars,
probably Jay-Z.
It's probably Jay. If it's like freestyle, there's probably other people who can go with Jay for freestyles. If you're gonna do like deep rap cuts, still probably Jay. Just due to the fact that he's been there for that long and he has that many type of songs.
Yeah, you're right.
But hits? Nah, dog, that ain't it, yo.
So it's in it.
That ain't it, yo.
That ain't it, my guy.
Smoking on top fives.
Burn that hard drive.
Fuck that album. Fuck that single. Burn that hard drive.
Oh, shit. Nah, that's insane.
Should we talk about our top fives of the year?
What top five though? Because there's many.
Movie, TV, and music.
Tough. I really can't talk about TV because I
don't watch enough TV. Yeah,
enough TV to say.
God, I don't even know if I could do movies.
We don't even need to say five. No, let's just say the things that you fucked with this year.
Okay, five things that I've definitely fucked with in terms of TV.
Yeah,
I definitely messed with in TV. So. There's Dope Sick for sure.
I need to watch it still. It's on Disney Plus, isn't it?
Mm.
I need to watch it. It's on my list.
WandaVision.
WandaVision.
For sure,
WandaVision. How do we sing that on sync like that?
What's it? It's...
Oh, shit.
I got forward along, innit?
The Power of the Book of Kanan. And then also...
Hey, pause for a second. Before you continue,
yeah.
Power of the Book of Kanan is killing me. Did you see the latest episode? Oh no! Sorry, I'm getting mixed up. I was thinking about
Power
Ghost.
Book Two.
I haven't seen Power Book Two. I've not seen any season of Power Book Two.
The funniest thing I've ever seen happened in the most recent episode. But sorry, continue.
Was it when my man was shouting?
No. Shall I tell you what happens quickly?
Go on.
It will literally take me a second. Basically, spoiler alert. Yeah. What's the kid's name?
Tariq
goes to jail.
Yeah.
And when he goes to jail, he gets a note from Ghost. Ghost is dead, obviously.
Yeah.
But he gets a note from Ghost and he opens it and it says, "This is where I thought you'd be all along, little nigga. Right where you belong." And he reads it and it's like, it's in Ghost's voice.
Bro, fuck.
I was inconsolable. Who thought that was a good idea to put that in a show?
That's insane.
Like, he sat in a cell and he just reads it out and it's like, "This is where you belong, little nigga. Just where I thought you'd be."
Wait,
like,
fuck what? Up. Sleep time's over.
Anyway, sorry, as you were saying, top five TV shows.
So yeah, Dope Sick, WandaVision, Book of Kane and Power.
Okay.
Then there is
good BMF, show.
BMF.
I need to watch BMF.
Heavy.
Man.
BMF is heavy.
Everyone keeps telling me it's really, really good. I need to make time for it.
What else? There's something I did watch that I really enjoyed.
Squid Game?
Nah. Yeah, Squid Game was cool. Squid Game. I'll put that in my top five.
It needs an honorary mention, doesn't
it? Yeah, I got
just
four.
Impact.
Yeah,
it was.
The cultural moment
I have
it was.
Four, but I don't want to say five, but yeah, four for sure.
Dope. Off the top of my head, I might put Raising Kanan in there as well. That was actually pretty Raising good. Kanan. It was just done well. Mm. Like, I didn't expect them to make a TV show that well, because you know we've watched a lot of their stuff and you kind of have an idea of what it would be like, but it felt distinctively different enough that they put a lot of care into it.
Was it of a higher quality?
Yeah, definitely. I'll probably put Squid Game just for the sake of it being what it was. WandaVision as well. I really enjoyed WandaVision. I thought that was phenomenal. I think that's it for me, really. TV this year has been a bit. It's not been fantastic.
Marvel, stop making shows, man.
It's not been a fantastic year for TV, but
yeah,
there's definitely been some standouts. How about you, Demi? What's your
I don't know if I could do that top five things that happened.
Or just anything you've watched that you've enjoyed. It doesn't need to be five.
I don't.
For the sake of it.
I think there was a lot of good moments this year that I thought were worth celebrating. You know, Body going number one. It was good for the scene, good for the, you know, drill as a genre to be able to say, yo, we've got a number one single. I think I really, there's so many great moments. I'm trying to think of some other things that I really enjoyed watching. I don't know if it was this year, but I really enjoyed coming across This Is Us, the TV show, which you can watch on Amazon Prime.
It's a good show.
That was probably, yeah, that was one of the good finds for this year. And I think it was a good year because we also got a film that we didn't expect to be to such a high quality in No Way Home. I think it was something all of us were looking forward to. And yeah, it met expectations because things like that, they could fall on their ass and they could actually be quite bad. So it was nice to see that that wasn't the case. Those are the sort of moments that really stood out for me. And that, I guess 2021 was a bit of a meh year, if that makes sense.
Well, as far as content.
Yeah. Which is weird to say because we've got a Drake album and a Kanye album, but I just can't put those in my moments.
What's your favorite albums of the year?
Kanye.
That's your favorite album of the year? Donda.
Donda. Yeah.
Okay.
Matt Comey, Pray For.
Hey.
Yeah. Side B of Hitler Wears Hermes.
I can't believe we got away with that. Seven albums. I'm always going to say that when it happens.
I hear that.
Yeah. Who else? Gets. I really enjoyed Gets.
I think that's my album of the year. I think.
God, I can't believe that came out at the top of the year.
I think that's my
What a long ass year.
Long ass year, boy.
Yeah.
Mine's kind of similar. Gets. That's definitely album of the year for me. Isaiah Rashad's album was really, really good to me.
Isaiah Rashad, yes, for sure.
Baby Keem's album, I think, is actually really good, man. Mm. I think that's a really good album. Little Sims' album and Dave's album, I think that's my top five.
Oh, of course, yes.
Oh, no, and J. Cole's album as well. That's my top six albums of the year, jeez, for sure.
Yeah, some good. We did have a little bit of a feast then.
There's been some good albums, man.
Yeah, no, for real. What's that? They killed Roddy Ricch, man. 64k first week.
That album's not good. do you know what really pisses me off? What really grinds my gears, bro? When I listen to an album,
yeah,
and when I'm really pissed off with the album, I think the album is shit. Then the last song comes on, and this last song is phenomenal. That's what happened with me with the Roddy Ricch album. That 25 million song is sick. But the rest of the album is like a fucking slog.
When he said I take my girl for Hibachi and Hirachis, I said, what are we doing? Yo, this is mute music. You know what I mean?
I completely forgot Nas's album, Magic. That album, I need to listen to it again, but it might have slid into my top five because it's
album.
Fantastic.
What's good. What's my man's name? Russ. His album was very good.
Everyone keeps saying this as well. Russ's album.
Oh, as in American Russ.
American Russ. Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that.
I need to listen to it.
I saw the features. I said, yo, how's he got this? He's trying to assemble the Avengers, man. Trying to get them bars off.
Quite literally, yes. He is actually trying to assemble the whole rap scene.
Mm.
Like, the actual rap scene.
Fair enough.
People who are just barring for fun.
Yeah.
And then who just made money off of it. You know what I'm saying?
Making money for bars.
Yeah.
I respect it. Nah, it does sound like a really good album. Sounds very much up your street, especially with the features that were on it.
Yeah.
It's been
a decent year. I guess we'll talk about this later, but interested to see what 2022 has to offer.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a good year. It's been a good year for us as well. We've been consistent as per usual.
That's the aim of the game, peoples.
You know what I'm saying? Keeping a ball rolling.
Has to be done.
But yeah, content wise, it's been one of those years. I do agree with you. There's been some good movies, but we don't really go to the movies that much unless it's really a big movie nowadays.
That's gone. That middle movie that you might think, oh, you know what? Let me just see what it's about. It's done.
I watched King Richard on the weekend.
Where'd you watch it?
It was a stream.
Oh, fair enough. Already?
Yeah.
King Richard. What's that about?
The king from the 1700s. I'm joking. Face. Like it's Selena.
Who?
What? Serena?
I said Selena.
You scared me. Serena and Venus Williams' dad.
That's it.
Great movie.
I know it was in my head, but I was thinking, what's
going on? All the controversy paid off, Will. We made it. We did it, Will.
He did a good film.
It was great.
Nah, it was fantastic.
It was great. It was absolutely great.
I really enjoyed that
The way
film.
He was campaigning, yeah. It didn't look like a campaign.
That was not a campaign. My wife is killing me. Give me an Oscar,
you know,
please.
Yeah, that sort of campaign is basically whatever he was trying to do. I think he was basically trying to say to men that we can be vulnerable, and it just didn't bang.
It backfired, didn't it?
It didn't bang in his favour. Both men and women, and they and them, they didn't like it. Nobody liked it, you know.
When he said he was vomiting, I said, come on, man. Let's no one's enjoying this.
No one wasn't here.
It's only you.
And just you, mate.
Just stop interviewing this couple.
Honestly.
How can you beat to the point you get up to the point where you just want to puke?
I don't know, man.
Unless if it was poor dieting. You know that.
What?
It must be on a keto diet.
I have to say yes, because it was just abysmal. I don't know what he was on. I mean, we've given him enough slack on this pod.
We'll kill that man.
It sounds like we hate him. We don't. I want the best for him. He's a black legend.
You know what? Joe Budden was actually right about Will Smith. It's like, why is Will Smith doing all this social media stuff? And if you look into the core of it, his whole relationship is just going sour. And he's just trying to please people to get away from that. And it's like, bro, we now know what you're doing.
But we know what's going on in the house.
Yeah, it's bait now, isn't it? It's bait.
You should have just got with Margot Robbie, man. He had a chance to escape. Find milk.
The milks of Magnolia.
That milk ain't going off.
Throw that milk that you can put inside the cupboard.
Oh,
you might not say some bad jokes.
For 3 months. Hey, he's there chilling.
For 3 months! What is it called? Is it
long life?
Concentrated milk or
long life? Condensed milk. Condensed. No, is it condensed or concentrated? Either way.
Sweet.
Yeah, she's condensed milk. We're going to call Margot Robbie condensed milk still.
For real?
She earned that.
I'm not part of this. To let you guys know.
Oh, shit.
All
right, should we end it there or should we quickly discuss Batman?
What is there to really discuss apart from Zoe Kravitz looks amazing? Listen, I understand it. Let's get the jokes off now.
I'm on my knees.
Have you seen Zoe Kravitz in Divergent, Allegiant, and that Divergent series?
She's not the same person. She's obviously, I don't want to say developed, but man, what are we even talking about? Like, fuck all this. If Jim Gordon calls me, he's just gonna have to understand.
Listen, if Gotham burns, Gotham burns, bro. I don't give a fuck.
For real. There's nothing to talk about, man.
She's phenomenal.
She looks incredible.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Fighting crime and looks good doing it.
And she's acting well in it as well, from what I've seen in the trailer.
There's some writing in there I'm a bit worried about. When she said about the fucking
Nine Lives,
I said, yo, get out. Bitch,
the door. It's on brand. It looks good. Oh, no, the cinematography is looking sensational.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to really hold that film.
Mate.
Because it looks beautiful.
It looks unbelievable. I can't fucking wait. I'm so excited for this film.
It's not even that far away as well. That's what's really good. March.
Bro. There's so much good content coming out in the first quarter of this year, man.
That Doctor Strange 2 as well. Them man getting
Strange
busy.
2,
is that 2022?
Yes, sir.
2022.
Okay. March 2022 as well. I think
Atlanta's back in March.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw the trailer.
February, Snowfall's back.
You can keep that.
Wow.
That's Annie.
No, I'm joking.
Dancing Idris.
I'm with Denzel on this.
Listen, dancing. You gotta work to get this.
All that social media stuff is cute, but you gotta put in the work.
Crazy.
I said, someone in his camp must have said, yo, come, let me just put this kid on smoke. He's actually really
He's actually pretty good. You don't need to do all of that.
You're just being rude at this point.
Yeah, but he didn't know.
Nah, he's been asked twice. The first one, I'm allowing it. Because you might just know. I think fucking hell, he's a better actor than your son potentially. So talk to me nice.
Well, don't talk it out.
Exactly. But the second one, Come on. He tried to make it seem like he's just some Instagram actor. Like, that's not what dancing's on.
Listen, I don't dancing. Think...
dancing.
Dancing? Who's this dancing? Listen, do you guys think this they could top the old Batmans with this?
They're going to give it a go.
Batman series, sorry, with you know, whatever this had to do with these movies.
I'm very interested to see the direction they go in.
I think it's doable, man. I
don't care, to be honest.
Really?
Nah. You're DC'd out.
Yeah. I've never DC'd anything. You fucking one good film with Man of Steel, and they just said, "All right, let's We're see how done. We can fuck this up."
Yeah,
no way.
Let's see how it goes, man.
Man of Steel is underrated, man. I just need to give it his flowers.
I will find him.
I will find him.
Man, like Zod, you know,
he was on smoke.
He had enough of y'all niggas
for real. Yeah. It's sickening.
Yeah, man.
But we'll see how this turns out. I'm excited for the Batman. Again, I think the cinematography is really what's going to be what holds this film.
Yeah, absolutely. It looks very visually pleasing, and we'll see how they land it.
110%. Well, right. Yeah. Music choices, lads.
Chomp 2 by Russ. The song is called Faith. It's by him and Jadakiss. A lovely song. Yeah, great song.
He has the best ad lib ever, man.
He does. He does. Do you know what's mad? I always thought that Victor looked like Jadakiss.
I actually kind of see it. I see it.
Yeah. Shouts to Victor.
Shouts to Victor, man.
Shouts to Margin Blue brand as well.
Come on.
Yeah, it's recently released a few items in the capsule, so go check it out.
Dope. My choice is Speechless by Nas. It's on Hit-Boy and Nas's latest project, Magic.
Them two are duo now.
Look, they better be, because boy, some of the beats on there and some of the rapping on there, Nas is in. I can't even say he's in his bag. He's just floating on that song in particular. I've not heard him rap like that in a long time. And I thought King's Disease 2 was a bit overrated personally, but this is that good shit.
All right, mine is Clavish and Fumes the Engineer. Very good freestyle. I've always enjoyed Clavish, but yeah, this is him, like, in his bag, needless to say.
Dope.
So, that's my choice.
That's the last episode of 2021, guys.
Oh, yeah, eat it up.
Listen.
Shout out to everybody who's been listening on all platforms, Spotify, Pandora.
Especially Pandora.
Shout out to Pandora. Deezer. Everywhere. Literally everywhere you get your podcasts. Yeah. We appreciate you guys. Pandora, we appreciate you guys. America, we appreciate you guys. You know what I'm saying? You send one of our episodes triple plat.
Triple.
You know?
Send that shit to the moon.
Thank you.
No buzz. God,
so we appreciate you guys. Also, there's now reviews on Spotify. So leave us some reviews on there, please. And great, same no as Apple Music as well. Is it Apple Music? Apple Podcast, yeah. Sorry, as well. Apple. Leave us 5-star reviews. Like, share, subscribe, retweet, and repeat.
We know the deal.
You know what I'm saying?
Take care yourself. You're going to hear this episode tomorrow. We recorded on Tuesday, but you're going to hear this on Wednesday, which is today.
Yes.
Shout out to you. Make sure you stay safe.
Yes.
Yeah. If you test positive,
stay in the yard.
What he said. Do you know what I'm saying? Yes. If you test negative,
stay in the yard.
No, you're outside.
You're outside.
You outside.
Come to my block. You know where I'm at.
Yeah.
No, the real New York.
We outside.
But anyway, guys, listen, have a nice 2022. Stay safe.
Yes, sir.
Be loving.
Yes, sir.
Be kind. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
And we out. Bye.
Bye.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.